You're listening to the Q's Podcast, episode 54. Welcome to another episode of the Q's Podcast. We use this show to talk to credit union industry leaders and cross-industry experts for a wide range of perspectives on trends and topics relevant to you. I'm your host, James Lenz, Q's Professional Development Manager. In this podcast episode, we'll explore branding with Taylor Wells. Taylor is a brand specialist and communications director at On The Mark Strategies, as well as one of the instructors at the Q's School of Strategic Marketing 1 and 2. Some highlights from my interview with Taylor include understanding common brand misconceptions and how to avoid them, and how to overcome brand gaps. Let's go straight to my interview with Taylor Wells. Hi, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
James, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today and a pleasure to be reaching out to all the folks listening in. Thanks for having me.
Taylor, I thought I'd start out the show like I do on many episodes with a little bit of inspiration. Taylor, do you have a mantra or quote that you live by professionally?
I do. It's not necessarily a specific quote, but I do recall reading in one of the biographies of one of my heroes, Beethoven, the composer, that everything you do in life, you should do with passion and do passionately. And if you're not doing it passionately, then why bother doing it at all? So I try to bring an element of passion to everything that I do. And the passion that fuels what I do professionally ties back directly to the most important passion in my life, which is being a father to three young children. So again, it's not a set mantra or a tidy quote, but I do believe in doing everything I do passionately. And if I'm working passionately and taking care of the folks that I'm working with professionally, then it ties back into taking care of the little folks at home that are so very important to me. So I believe in working passionately. And if you do that, you're going to take care of the people that matter the most to you.
I appreciate your response. Great theme in life in general. Very good. Let's give our listeners the opportunity to know a little bit more about you. From a professional standpoint, how do you spend most of your days and weeks? What types of work do you focus on?
Great question. I am the communications director with On The Mark Strategies. So it is an interesting combination of providing content for the folks that we work with in writing and also some audio visual as well. It also involves a great deal of being on site with credit union clients with whom we work. So there is an element of travel involved in that and being on the road so I can work with some of our great clients coast to coast. And with those folks, I'm working a great deal on credit union strategic planning, the credit union marketing audit, which is something that we developed here at On The Mark Strategies. And very often that evolves into working with credit union clients on their branding, on their journey mapping, their plotting out exactly what they want the member experience to be face-to-face in their branches, on the phone, via email, voicemail, all those points of contact. So very often it start with a strategic planning session and then could very often branch out into a much deeper level look at their branding and their member journey experience.
Wonderful. Now, today we are going to focus our attention on branding. Taylor, how do you define the word branding?
It's a great question. There's 1,000 different ways to define branding. You can go on Amazon and just type in branding book and find 1,000 different books and 1,000 different definitions. But the way that we define branding is simply branding is who you are. It is what your credit union is, whom it serves, what it does well, and also in a branding journey, credit unions have to be honest with themselves and also answer the tough question, you know, what do we not do well? Answering the question, what do we do well in our brand is easy. That's kind of a pat on the back question, but taking it a step further and really challenging credit unions, okay, guys, what do you not do well? And one way I like to sum up branding to make it a little easier sometimes for people to grasp is that branding is really the cultural DNA of your credit union. What makes you tick? What do you do well? What do you not do well? And how can we position a brand personality around all those different elements? So essentially, branding is who you are. It's the cultural DNA of your credit union.
Thank you. Now, certainly there are brand misconceptions. What are some brand misconceptions and how can credit unions avoid them?
There are a great many brand misconceptions. A lot of folks will come into the branding process thinking, okay, the brand is just redoing our logo, or the brand is a new tagline, or the brand is maybe some new colors, individual elements of the overall brand, like a logo, like tagline, like colors. Those are certainly small parts of it. But one of the primary misconceptions about branding that I encounter with folks is that it's these small pieces, that the brand itself is really overall a much larger thing than that. It's a fairly common brand misconception. Brand is really much more cultural than it is collateral. Now, credit unions certainly have to have good collateral, and by that I mean their printed materials, their marketing materials, both traditional, old school, digital, website, social media, all that good stuff. Those are important. Those have to be in play, but those are not the brand. They're individual elements of it. The brand itself, with any retail entity, certainly including credit unions, is much more cultural than it is collateral, and that means that credit unions have to look at themselves as a retail entity with the brand and responsibility to living the brand, living deeply with inside each and every credit union employee. It's not the brochures, it's not the logo, it's the way the employees live that specific brand, both with each other internally and certainly with their external members as well.
Thank you. Now, the practice of brand building is not as simple as many would like to believe. What are some brand gaps, and how can credit unions ensure that their brand doesn't fall into one?
Well, you're absolutely correct. Brand building is not as simple as a lot of folks would like it to be. It is a more in-depth process, and as far as brand gaps, there are lots of different routes that you can go. One of the primary brand gaps that I see in working with credit unions is a brand gap between the brand itself and the leadership team at the credit union. And certainly the leadership team has to lead the brand in order for the brand to be successful. The brand resides within each and every employee at the credit union, but if everyone at the credit union, frontline staff, back office people, whatever the terminology is, if they don't see that leadership team leading the brand, living up to the tenets of the brand, then their inclination to actually do it themselves begins to decrease. So a brand gap between the leadership team and the brand is certainly a possibility. There can also be a brand gap between operations and the brand. For example, a credit union may say, okay, as part of our brand experience, we want to make sure that we are utilizing XYZ technology that's an important part of our member intake system. And then a brave soul in IT stands up and says, well, that's all well and good, folks, but that particular XYZ piece of technology isn't working the way we need to right now, or it isn't, the staff has not been trained to it. And that's just one cherry-picked example, but there can be brand gaps between what your brand wants to accomplish and some of the operational tools that have to be in place, working, and trained to in order for the brand to be successful. So certainly there can exist a gap between the brand as a credit union would like it to live and operations. So those are the two main ones. There are some others as well, but brand gaps between the brand and leadership and brand gaps between the brand and operations are two of the main ones that I've encountered.
Always challenges. I appreciate you sharing a couple of examples there. Now, Taylor, without giving any names, can you tell us about a challenge you and a credit union faced together and how you worked cooperatively with the credit union to overcome those challenges to drive success?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a lot of it goes back to the ability and the willingness to lead the brand. So to use that example, with a leadership team, for example, credit unions invest a great deal in their brand journey. And that's not just money. That's time, that's resources, logistics, the credibility of launching a brand and then living up to it. So in the question here, the example here, a brand that was launched, a brand that was put out there. And keep in mind, a brand is a promise that a credit union is making to its members and potential members. They are promising, we are, and then insert the brand proposition here, fastest, friendliest, whatever they decide their brand proposition is going to be. Once that promise is out there, you have to live up to it. So if a credit union makes that investment, launches the brand, and then fails to enforce brand standards and brand accountability, which are a big important part of a credit union brand. You can't have a brand without brand standards and without brand accountability. If a credit union was to launch a brand and then not hold all staff, frontline, back office, executive team, everyone to those brand standards, the brand could begin to unravel. I liken it to the an old sweater, if you've had one of those before and you start to lose a thread or two, if you don't snip those threads pretty quickly, the whole thing can fall apart. So in the past, yes, I've worked with credit unions that have put a brand out there and then for whatever reason just didn't aggressively and consistently enforce the brand and hold all staff to brand standards and accountability. And that requires an about face, some serious discussions about, hey, this is the investment, this is the credibility, all that good stuff, and then making sure that the leadership team does, in fact, lead the brand in the way that they need to. So it rarely happens, but on occasion you see that, and that just requires us to step in and say, okay, this is your brand, this is your investment, let's make sure that you're enforcing that and holding everyone to brand standards and accountability.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that. Now, Taylor, you, along with James Robert Lay of Digital Growth Institute, will be leading our 2018 Q's School of Strategic Marketing 1 and 2. The Q's School of Strategic Marketing 1 takes place July 16th to the 18th, and the Q's School of Strategic Marketing 2 takes place that same week immediately after on July 19th to the 20th. This year in 2018, our strategic marketing schools will take place in Seattle at the Crown Plaza Hotel, just a short distance from Pike Street and Puget Sound. Taylor, can you share a little bit about what interested parties can expect with the Q School Strategic Marketing 1 and 2?
Absolutely, and I am super excited to be there, looking forward to being a part of the event and visiting with the credit union folks who show up. Certainly from my perspective, we will be talking a great deal about branding and the importance of branding at credit unions, the role of marketing and branding. So if there are some marketing professionals that are coming to the school that are looking for a better definition, a better understanding of the role of marketing in the overall brand function, they'll certainly hear about that. We'll also talk about other important topics, including how to better define a purpose-driven mission for your credit union. We will cover, again, and we touched a bit upon this earlier, but just how important it is to understand that brand is much more cultural than it is collateral. We'll talk about how to provide a world-class brand member experience for all members and potential members of a credit union. And we'll also delve into how branding really should inform marketing and creative rather than marketing and creative informing and driving branding. It's really got to be branding that drives the marketing initiative and the creative initiative. So from a surface level, those are some of the big topics we'll cover. Of course, we'll delve much deeper into specific details with each and every one of those, but students attending the school can look forward to hearing about some of those topics.
That's excellent. And of course, your partner there, James Robert Lay of Digital Growth Institute, will bring about his leadership in the area of digital growth and marketing. So Taylor, in the outro, and actually for our listeners, I'll share the link so you can find out more about the Q School Strategic Marketing 1 and 2 and how to register. All right, I look forward to seeing you in Seattle this summer. It'll be very exciting. I appreciate the opportunity to connect with you on the show. Thank you so much, Taylor.
James, thank you. Again, it was a pleasure to be here. Great talking to you. And I'm really looking forward to meeting and working with all the students that come to the school. It's going to be a terrific way to kind of kick off the summer. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you or a colleague are looking to expand your professional development in the area of strategic marketing, be sure to check out the agenda for the Q School of Strategic Marketing. Effective marketing communicates your credit union's value, improves member experience, and drives growth and profitability. Attend and learn the keys to strategic focused marketing and data-driven decision making. Earn the prestigious Certified Strategic Marketing Executive or CSME designation by attending both segments and completing an assigned project. This school is ideal for presidents, CEOs, VPs, and managers of marketing. The Q School of Strategic Marketing 1 takes place July 16th to the 18th. For more information, visit Q's.org/SSM1. And the Q School of Strategic Marketing 2 will take place immediately after on July 19th to the 20th. For more information and how to register, visit Q's.org/SSM2. Save yourself a trip and attend both this year. For more talent development content from Q's, visit Q's.org now. That is Q's.org. If you are a Q's member, you have access to invaluable membership benefits, to further enhance your development. Visit CUES.org/membership to learn more. CUES is an international credit union association. Our mission is to educate and develop credit union CEOs, directors, and future leaders. To learn how CUES can help you realize your potential, visit CUES.org today.